You're listening to the Church of Christ podcast. My name is Levi Christ. I am an artist, an actor, and spiritual practitioner. And this season, I am turning the lyric into the lesson. The song is the sermon. I'm going to pick a song of mine, do a deep dive, and come out with a practical spiritual principle that I believe will help you get tangible results on your way to radical self-improvement. Hey, you bless me for being here, and I'm going to do my best to bless you back. Let's feel good right here, right now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 11 of the Church of Christ podcast. My name is Levi, and it is a pleasure to be here with you today. It's an early morning here, sipping on the most perfect cup of coffee. Taking a minute to just breathe into my heart, open my heart up, imagining that connection with you wherever you are. Really love the format of season two. I feel like having no structure and just opening up the lyrics in front of me like I'm doing, and just going back to where I was when I wrote it and finding where my spiritual journey was all about at the time and sharing that. I'm glad to hear that you guys are really enjoying that format. And if you're digging it, you know, I could use a 5-star review from you on the Apple iTunes podcast platform. It's so easy. Just take 30 seconds, tap 5 stars, drop a few words, letting me know what you think about the podcast. It really does so much for the visibility of the podcast. Apple Podcasts actually will start suggesting this podcast to brand new people, which not only grows the podcast, but then they ultimately discover my music. It is a wonderful domino effect that you have power over. So please use that power for good. And then I will sing for you, I have been changed for good from a wicked. Hey, and listen, I have a perk for you if you do that. So if you share your review on Facebook or Instagram and tag me at Levi Christ, or you can email the screenshot of your review to levi@levichrist.com. Either way, you will automatically be entered to win a prize package of merch from levichrist.shop valuing over $200. Now, I'll do that drawing at the end of the music season on Facebook Live so everyone can see. And that'll be in December, but I want you to go ahead and just get her done. Get her done. And I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, I have a brand new review to read. Thank you, MusicFan66. MusicFan66 gives 5 stars. He says, he just keeps getting better. Season one was great with the interviews and the structure behind it, but season two is just incredible. Each week, Levi takes us to a lyric from one of his songs and shares the spiritual practicality behind it. I'm far from religious, but listening to this podcast helps me center my spirituality and learn something in the process. Levi's exactly like the friend we can talk to about anything over a steaming cup of coffee. And you know what? Music Fan 66 is exactly what's happening right now. Steaming cup of coffee to my left, and your the friend that has no filter is in your earbuds, your podcast, your car stereo, driving to work with you right now. I mean, what other friend will talk to you about the journey of self-forgiveness, a metaphysical Bible, and sexual mastery all in 5 minutes? Yeah, that's your dork friend, Levi Scorpio. So, hey, get on over there and contribute to the reviews if you want. I'm so excited. We had such a great virtual concert series with Where I Belong. May 30th was so fun. And if you guys don't know what's going on over there, this is not just me behind a piano singing through an album. That would be fun and fine, but I want more. So not only have I added all the songs that were omitted from the final print of each album, I'm including footage from the studio recording the album, rehearsal footage with my backup singers, music video portions of music videos, some of which you've not seen. A lot of fun stuff. I mean, I'm actually producing a 90-minute little presentation, the making of the album. And so this is what I'm saying, June 30th, the making of Imagine Paradise. And I got to tell you, if there is, many of you have heard me say before, once I release an album, I never listen to it again, unless I have to go learn a lyric that I forgot, which happens often enough that I have to just sort of, anyway, there is one album that, when I die, y'all, I want you to just say, hey, remember that fella, Levi? Well, just slip him a copy of Imagine Paradise if you ever find yourself telling someone about that Levi character that you knew. Because I'm really proud of that album. So I'm super excited to not only do the virtual concert series to feature Imagine Paradise on June 30th, which you can get your tickets at levichrist.com/tix. T-I-X, but I'm really excited to talk about the songs on the podcast. Let's jump in. Let It Go is a conversation. And I think sometimes Let It Go on Imagine Paradise was written on my at like 3 or 4 a.m. after a 2-hour drug binge on a notebook. In that moment, where after 2 years of trying to put together time as someone who was addicted to crystal meth, not glamorous, I know it'd be much more glamorous. I could avoid all the stigma of crystal meth if I could just say alcoholic or coke addict or sorry, I had one of the ugly ones. Nothing aesthetically pretty about that experience at all. But I couldn't get the time more than 2 to 4 months. And so here I am. And I started with a sponsor working the steps and trying to get time together in 2007. But it wasn't until May of 2009 in this studio apartment on the floor with my notebook after a 2-day binge saying I'm through. What is it that's actually keeping me from moving forward? And in that moment, I was crying to spirit, to source, to God, to divine intelligence. What is it that's going to make the shift for me and make me stop sabotaging myself, make me stop destroying my body? And in that moment, I realized the importance of self-forgiveness. My self-hate was so deeply embedded into my body-mind. I love that phrase, body-mind, because what that does is it suggests to us that there is an unconscious behavior, an unconscious agreements with thoughts, beliefs, and feelings that have just become embedded in our unconscious mind, and our body just continues to do the same thing over and over again. And until we begin to observe that and become an objective observer of those habits, those things that are living within our body, can we then begin to make different vibrations, different choices? I might be getting ahead of myself, but I can look at all the years. I mean, from a child having this huge realization when I'm at church. And I think that, you know, when you're talking about the 80s, I was a little kid in the 80s. And I think that the reason my pastor might've mentioned this at the pulpit was because the LGBTQ community was in the news, probably fighting for some sort of resolution to the AIDS crisis. And my pastor began to talk about that group, that community. And I am 8 years old at this time, knowing clearly that I was gay at that early age. And I remember him using the word abomination. And I wasn't quite sure what it meant, but I knew that it wasn't good. I came home and I came home that day. I remember this so vividly. My little red Webster's dictionary looked up the word and could see that it means detestable, abhorrent. And in that moment, this sincere boy who was absolutely in love with God, who cherished his time in the Bible with his granddaddy, who just found so much comfort, even as a boy, in Christianity, in church, in faith. I learned in that moment that the very God that I adored considered me detestable in his eyes. You pile on things like, you know, being rejected from the gospel music world for being gay, being outed to your campus for being gay and kicked out of various classes for that, going into the entertainment closet, not getting work for being gay. Like, just how many times does life have to tell me that I am worthless? I just kind of paint that picture because that's my experience, and that's why self-hatred. I mean, no wonder I attracted two physically abusive alcoholic boyfriends in my life, because I mean, what else am I going to attract? I'm such a vibrational equivalent to anybody who wants to treat me worthless, because the very fundamental core of who I am, albeit even unconsciously, is that I am worthless. Cut back to the moment of writing this song, Let It Go. This was, I don't know why it clicks, but it just clicked. And I realized, like, I have to address the self-hatred. I have to address the potential regrets, the 7 years of wasted opportunities, the 7 years of my youth that could have advanced me in the most profound ways had I been available to my good and not tied up with self-destructive behavior that was reflected of my sense of self-worthlessness. I got to put that to bed. I got to put that regret to bed. I have to put that blame, that shame, that guilt, that heavy, that's the thing that perpetuates the continuation of use, is the perpetual self-hatred. This is the precision. This is the precise target I wanted to hit with this lyric. And the lyric goes, for those of you who may not be familiar with this song, I'm talking about Let It Go from the album Imagine Paradise. Is the last song on the album. I'll quickly read through the lyrics, and I think that the lyrics will probably ignite more conversation about the importance of forgiving oneself, letting go of the past, and really realizing that from a spiritual principle, oh, hallelujah, I love this feeling, nothing is lost. Ooh, we're going to get there. Nothing has been lost, pretty baby. Nothing. There is such a power. My conviction, as someone who is now, my sober birthday was last week. I keep wondering about 12 or 13, May 27th, 2009. Okay, so then like there's 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. I'm 12 years sober. How fun. I just need to get my app out. I have a little sober app that tells me. So the thing that I am most passionate about is for all of those out there who have gone through what I have gone through with addiction, I am a firm believer from a spiritual perspective that we can go back and reclaim that which we feel we have lost. It may not look exactly like it would have back then, but the ability to lean into the infinite support, the infinite supply of the universe, draw from that the opportunities, the new ideas, the momentum, the forward motion to go out in our sobriety and reclaim that which is as ours. Firm believer in that. That's kind of where I've been since going back to my college and getting my degree in 2017. The last 4 years has been all about what land can I retake? You know, reclaim the land. And I have put on the war paint in some instances and headed to battle to regain that which I do believe is rightfully called me forward. All right. So the lyrics real quick. After all these years, God, what have I done? The mistakes I've made, and there's more than one, and I can't help wonder if I can let it be. Can I let go of these regrets? I keep looking back on this wounded heart. Tears my mind in two and my soul apart, but it's over now. It's time for me to move on. That was the shift. That was the turn for me. I have spent way too much time in shame, in guilt, and regret. In this moment, I'm now realizing, okay, I've been putting a 2-year effort into trying to get sober. I think that I can do that now if I am willing to learn the fundamental aspect that I believe is underneath every addiction. Change self-loathing to self-love. Self-love, self-love, self-love. I do believe that that's under every addiction. Self-loathing, and the answer, self-love. So the chorus says, let it go, let it all go. It's time to forgive now the one who matters most. Second verse, baby, please don't cry. There will come a time when you understand there's a greater plan. Now let's talk about that. When you understand there's a greater plan, you've heard me say this before. I really believe that our pain is our power. I believe that our mess is our ministry. I believe the things that life has put us through invites us to be an authority on that which other people might need. I have committed my life, and apparently here I am on my podcast, my livelihood, to spreading the joy of sober life, but most importantly, to emphasize that regardless of our history, regardless of our past, we can still move forward and thrive and be joyful and happy and have effective relationships, have fulfilling relationships, fulfilling work, fulfilling experiences, infinite opportunities, infinite possibilities. That is just spiritual principle. I want you to see that there is a greater plan in that which has been our past, that divine intelligence just has this beautiful way of equipping us with the very experiences we need to be of service to the world. And so it's hard to, obviously it's easier to sit in our, you know, to be a sad sack about the stuff we've gone through until we begin to ask ourselves, wait a minute, how can what I've gone through be of service to the world? How can I be of service to that friend that's at work that I know her nephew is going through what I went through? How can I provide comfort for her? There are people in your life within your reach that could very well use the wisdom that life has provided for you. So it's a lovely ownership. I can own my history. I can own my mistakes. I can own my experiences and move through to owning that wisdom and even further to being of service with that wisdom. That's the purpose behind this experience. So, but until the day we understand what that greater plan is, because this was me telling me that there's a process, because I says, there will come a time when you understand there's a greater plan. But until I understand what that is, it's going to be a little difficult, right? Because that's a great shift when you begin to understand what that plan is. But until that day, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. Just keep moving on. Keep holding out. Why? Why? There is a fire in you that no past can put out. Oh my God. You all, this line, I wish that I could, I felt this line come through me. I did not come up with this line. I feel like it came through me from somewhere, but I wish I could post it on billboards all over the country, because there is a fire in you that no past can put out. Let me just speak to y'all that are hovering around my age and older. It's so easy for us to allow that fire to be snuffed out and to allow cynicism to take over, to allow ourselves to retire all the dreams that we had, to not require so much of us. And it's okay. I mean, it's whatever. And we just sort of begin to accept that because life wasn't what we thought it was pre-40, that we can't completely create something entirely different post-40. Like, regardless of what our past is, that fire that still burned within you is still there if you're willing to stoke it. And how regularly do you want to stoke it? There's a fire in you that no past can put out. And I just want to promise you that it's there. And don't ever feel that you were handicapped because of your past mistakes. If I subscribed to that idea, I would be depressed beyond measure, because I could sit here and take a tally of the things that I still want to accomplish that I could have already accomplished at my age had I not wasted 7 years of youth on drug addiction, right? What good does that do? The fire is still there. The past can't put it out. Get about your business doing you. Which is going to be a song from Imagine Paradise. What is that? Let it go with the flow. Get about your business doing. Okay, that's so much better. We'll have to do so much better in the podcast as well. So there's a fire in you that no past can put out, and it's calling you. I do believe that. I mean, I think that there are calls that are for a particular period of time. That's a valid argument, you know? I mean, but I think that there are also life calls that never stop calling us. And for those of you who feel the latter in some area of your life, just be encouraged that you know, fundamentally, the universe only knows infinite possibilities. And the more you lean into that spiritual principle, that the universe only knows yes when you ask of it what you will, well, it knows yes to whatever vibration you're vibrating, whatever thoughts, beliefs, and feelings. So it's imperative that you know what those are. But what I'm trying to say is it's all there. And the universe knows how, with mathematical precision, how to bring these things to pass, these opportunities, these experiences, these relationships, all of that stuff. So let it burn. Let that fire burn. Stoke that flame. And then, so I repeat the chorus, but then there's this bridge part that I rewrote this bridge, actually, after, let's see, I had shared this song. I had completed the song. I had started the song. The bulk of it was done on the floor of the studio apartment coming down from a 2-day binge, which was my last time. Thank God I'm 12 years sober as of last week, May 27th. But I put the finishing touches on it the day before the recording of my Live at Joe's Pub CD. Even so, I went back and tweaked the bridge for this song later on as well. So Imagine Paradise's version is what I consider the final version. Even though a lot of people like the live version from Live at Joe's Pub, it's a little different. It says, when you gotta stop abusing yourself, stop accusing yourself, giving every excuse to not believe in yourself. Love is all you need. close your eyes and breathe and let go. Let it all go. It's time to forgive now the one who matters most. I want you to know the importance of self-love. I want you to know the importance of just looking back on your life and forgiving yourself and saying, you know, that little boy didn't know any different. That little girl didn't know any different. Have compassion for where you were at the time, because the truth is, if you had known how to do better, you very well could have done, but would have done better. And release yourself from the blame. Can you go back and just give grace? Give grace to that part of you that just didn't know how to actualize a greater version of yourself. When you can go back and say, you know what? I love you anyway. I give you grace. I know that it's a process, and I know the wonderful, wonderful promise that the universe gives to me is that there is no regret, that there is a greater plan here, and that my mess is a ministry, that my pain is a power, and all of this is just beautiful synchronicity works together for not only my good, but for the good of other people as well, who may come into my atmosphere, my sphere, and really benefit from what I have become an authority on. So I hope that that's helpful a little bit. This is a topic I feel like I could go an hour with. I mean, it's just such an important aspect to living a prosperous life. Letting go, letting it all go. It's time to forgive the one who matters most, and that one that matters most is you. It's you. It's you. I will leave it there with you today. Of course, feel free to jump over to Facebook Live on Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Three Song Sunday. I'll do the song Let It Go. I will also do a custom recording that I've been doing. Always know you want to give a gift to people who are needing a special song of their own. I do that often, and I love it. It's so rewarding. Yeah, so I'll see you on Facebook Live, Three Song Sunday. And listen, paradise is yours to the degree that you can imagine it. I'll talk to you next week. Take care.
to forgive now the one who matters most. Let him go.
Let go, baby. Oh, baby.